Steve, you got some more of your report to finish up. Why don't you go ahead and start on that, if you would, and everybody please mute your screens.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, the rest of the report, trying to make this as compact as possible, is pretty much informational materials only, and they're in your package. And those include the ASMSC Commission report, Mid-Atlantic report that Chris normally gives to you. Also, the South Atlantic report, HMS, protected resources update, landings update for Red Drum and Southern Flounder, and the Tarpon Rule exemption for piers that we were asked to do is all in your informational report. So if you have any questions on any of those staff are on the line and can respond to that. So.
Okay. I want to make a comment about the Tarpon Rule exemption for piers. Doug, I know you made that motion at the last meeting, and it does have some legs to it. But where we stand right now with the previous Tarpon rules, you know, if the General Assembly gets 10 letters of concern or protest or whatever you want to call it to any rule that we're proposing to make, they've got to consider the rule themselves. And then, Sean, I know I'm walking all over this, but I think I'm getting the crux of it. But one of the bad things I found out about this law requiring that if there are 10 letters of concern about a rule we're making, that could be anybody. It doesn't have to be a North Carolina citizen. Some of these letters came out of Virginia. And I guess, heck, they could come from China or Russia or somebody. I hope the General Assembly, I know what they were trying to do, but I hope they fine-tune that law just a little bit to just include letters of citizens of North Carolina. So right now, people from other states could possibly control some of the rules we make for fishing, which I don't think that's the intention. But anyway, does anybody have any questions of Director Murphy on anything under his category?